Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. You know, folks, the Mitchell Report recently, meaning this week, yesterday, I guess, outed dozens and dozens of baseball players who've been juicing, who've been using steroids, and allegedly, according to the report. A lot of people don't realize it, though, that at the same, in almost like a parallel universe, the Federal Reserve Board, in addition to all the other things they've been doing, has been doing a report on economists that have been abusing steroids, juicing themselves with steroids. And that report's coming out very soon. And Ray Keating is with us right now. He's an economist. And so Ray, welcome back to the show. But I have to ask you, are you going to be on the Fed report on juicing economists?
You never know. Some of the things I write, people could attribute it to roid rage, I suppose. You know, Jim, luckily this is radio, because if we were on television, people would know that was definitely not the case.
Yeah, you and I are more like the Pillsbury Doughboys, aren't we?
Right. I would suffer from, you know, Twinkie rage or something.
Have you seen? I told somebody the other day. I said, yeah, I'm retaining pie.
There you go. That's it.
Anyway, it's good to have you back as always. Ray, folks, as you know, is the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. He's the author of a number of books, including DC by the Numbers, New York by the Numbers, The Galaxy by the Numbers. That's the new one, right? And he's got a sports book coming out. But Ray, is that book so far gone now that you won't be able to include? Or no, it actually. Well, you know, I could see where this steroids thing could be part of that book.
Oh, actually, you're absolutely right. I've been following it. The book is coming very slowly, but it is coming. You're absolutely right, because I know Congress will weigh in and have something to say about it all, and then the question becomes, you know, where is it appropriate for government to get involved or not get involved?
Well, and a big part of that book was about the government getting involved in building stadiums and things like that, and some people would say, Ray, that a lot of these stadiums have been built on the production of steroids because of all the offense that we've had over the last 10 or so years in baseball.
Well, you know, what we're discovering, I guess, is it's not just the offense. Right now we hear accusations that it's some of the men on the hill as well, some of the pitchers. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see how it all develops. You know, the sad part of it is I'm a huge baseball fan. My oldest son is, and my little guy is starting to become become one. And the tough part yesterday was, as baseball fears, and many of us do, I had to explain to my oldest son that a couple of his favorites were on the list.
Yeah, so that's the disgusting part. And, you know, we've got to be careful who we choose as our heroes, don't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and fortunately, my oldest son has a pretty good grasp that of human nature, as much of a grasp of human nature as a 12-year-old can. But, you know, I could see the disappointment in his face when I told him about a couple of his favorites. So.
Well, but your son has a very active and involved father. What about those young men and women, I guess, that don't have someone who can really explain this to them? And so they're getting the idea that cheating is actually can make you money.
Right. And
fame.
Right, and the thing, but you know, I think to counter that is the fact that this report came out, the reaction to it, that the people, if it's proven true that all these people did this, that they will be disgraced, could work in favor of people realizing, you know, kids, teenagers realizing that this is not a good idea.
And is that the thing that's going to happen? Because Mitchell doesn't recommend punishment. he's basically outing them and letting the disgrace fall as it may?
Yeah, that's an interesting. I heard that yesterday. A very interesting point. But he left it open to saying that unless they did, I can't remember the exact quote, but you know, severe damage to the integrity of the game. Now that's a pretty
unless.
Yeah, exactly. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
I think that ship has sailed, Ray.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, it's going to be interesting to see how Major League Baseball handles this. Then I know the commissioner Bud Selig said something about it's going to be on a case by case basis. So,
well, Ray, as you know very well, we've talked about this before. The reputation of baseball ship sailed for me back in '94 in the strike.
Oh, I know, I know.
I've never recovered from that, and I had to move on. Now, Tiddlywinks is my favorite sport, and I'm pretty sure there's not going to be any juicing offenses in Tiddlywinks. Stand by. When we come back, Ray and I are going to talk about. I want to ask Ray, is there a conflict between Wall Street and Main Street? Stay with us.
I've been dragging my sorry self out of bed at all kinds of weird hours so that I could be sitting by my phone to see, is it Jim? Is it Jim?
We're back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend, Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBE Council. Put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find an outstanding website to help you understand a little bit more about small business and public policy. A lot of the stuff on that site comes from Ray's work and research and his brain. Ray, I'm starting to get concerned more than I've ever been about Wall Street and about the impact Wall Street can have on Main Street. And here's what I've been saying lately. My audience has heard me say this. I've been thinking of the marketplace, of the economy, as a big, beautiful collie, a dog. And the body of that dog is Main Street.
Okay.
And the tail of that dog is Wall Street. And I think Wall Street is starting to wag the dog. and here's what I mean by that. Wall Street, correct me, you're my economist, one of my top economists in our brain trust, so correct me if I'm wrong. Virtually everything, in fact, maybe everything, every single thing that Wall Street does is a derivative of what happens on Main Street. Wall Street can't securitize one thing until somebody feeds a hog, makes a sale, books a show, whatever. Somebody has to do something on Main Street before Wall Street can do anything. Am I correct about that?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, it's a two-way street, though. I mean, if I can throw in the street metaphor, go a little further with the street metaphor here.
Sure.
But I think, you know, on the flip side, Main Street obviously needs Wall Street for capital and to be able to do the things that it wants to do. So it's a two-way street. I understand what you're saying. I mean,
but is it Wall Street, though? But here's the point, and you're exactly right, and I agree with you. But mm-hmm. The point is, Wall Street, it seems to me, is getting the idea that it is the dog, and that the work it does is for its own self-interest, not for the interest of Main Street. And if you listen to the news media, They're promoting this because all they talk about is the markets. They never talk, and all they talk about is Wall Street. They never talk about Main Street.
Well, I think the key point there is the media, and most people get their view of what's going on Wall Street through the media. It, you know, comes
right
through that filter. So
well,
I think,
but they also think that what they hear on the media is about is the economy, and it's not the economy, it's Wall Street.
Right. No, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but I think, you know, you have to make sure you keep that media in that equation because that's, you know, you people get, as I said, that their view of Wall Street comes through that strange and place called the media, and then it comes out the other end. So I think you're going to get people on Wall Street that think it's all about them, and you're going to certainly get people in Washington, D.C., especially the politicians that think it's all about them. And in reality, the bottom line is you're absolutely right. It's all about the businesses, the entrepreneurs out there on Main Street, if you will, that make the economy tick. So that's absolutely correct.
Let's think about the props. Let's say if we were watching a movie or reading a book about this, the props would be for Wall Street. So much of the props are things that people believe that have value, not real value. I mean, look at what happened to Citibank and UBS. Both of them wrote down over $10 billion in write-offs recently. But 6 months ago, the things that they wrote off, they were believing had that value. But obviously they didn't. So they were fooling themselves. On Main Street, we have real balance sheets, real assets, real cash, real customers. And it upsets me, Ray, to see so much consideration being given to something that is so emotional and subjective, and so little consideration being given to what I consider to be reality, the real marketplace.
Well, but the other side of that, keep in mind, is, you know, that write down and the housing issue that we have is that you've got people on Main Street that went out and borrowed more money than they could and took crazy loans out, and so that is rooted in certainly in reality.
But who gave them the thing that gave them that opportunity was the drive to securitize these things.
Oh, absolutely, and you know what, and everybody was kind of on board that. I mean, you want people to be able to own their own home, live the American dream, but you have to, on both sides of that equation, the person that's looking to own the home has to realize what they can afford, and then, of course, on the business side of it, you're hoping that the business decision is that, okay, I'm assessing this person properly, and I know what they're going to be able to handle and what they can't. So that's both sides of the equation there, I think, are to blame. And you know what? Ultimately, you have to put the blame ultimately on the individual who thought that they were going to be able to afford the bigger house than they could, right?
Well, I agree with you, except that unless they were
defrauded or misled. Right. I mean, obviously
which may have happened. Well, sure. Well, one of the things though, this Wall Street thing.
You know what? Why are you really mad about Wall Street, Jim? What's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is that we're going to come to that when we come back after this break. I'm going to talk about that because I'm concerned that all the Wall Street stuff is going to get so out of hand globally that it could cause a real problem and that something that Main Street can't help us work out of. Stand by. 10 till right back with Ray Keating after these messages. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. What's new on the website there, Ray?
All sorts of good stuff. Got a little piece about immigration that was put up last night or this morning. And also, you know, I want to draw your listeners' attention to our new blog, the Business Trends blog. And if you go to sbecouncil.org, you can go from there right to the blog. And that's updated daily. It's got all sorts of cool stuff on there that people can look at, small business policy issues, the economy, all sorts of interesting things. And some fun stuff, obviously.
Check it out there. And by the way, your boss, Karen Kerrigan, the president of SBE Council, is going to be on the show next week, and we're going to talk about health care. So I'm looking forward to getting Karen back on the show. Okay, Ray, what... I believe that whatever we're headed into, and I've been saying recently that if we actually are going to have a recession, we won't actually know it until we're already out of it. And I think there's a good chance for that. But I believe that Main Street will lead this economy out of wherever it is right now, wherever it's going. It will lead itself out of there, and we'll come out of this thing successfully unless the Wall Street financial sector, which, as you know, is very sick right now, and it's a global, the financial markets are global now, they're very intertwined. It's this financial sector rate is so sick. I'm concerned that they may create a cash and credit scenario, especially a credit scenario around the world that could really hurt the global economy. What do you think?
Well, you know, markets, the wonderful thing about the private marketplace is that it's self-correcting. Mistakes are made, but the market corrects itself and gets back on track, I think, pretty efficiently and usually pretty quickly. Things go off the rails, in my view, when I look at how economic incentives work and I look at economic history. Things go off the rail when government gets involved and does
exactly.
something really dumb.
Like they're trying to do now with the subprime loans and the mortgage industry.
Right, and that's, you know, right, they're creating moral hazard there, there are other things, you know, I think we're at one of those junctures in the economy where, you know, things could easily go either way. You know, the last two quarters we've had rock-solid economic growth. Before that, for quite frankly, I would argue for about a year, we underperformed, so it's been up and down a bit lately. So I think you've got to be, I pay attention to what the government's doing. Are they going to do something really dumb and really cause some problems?
But you just said something that I want to make sure we talk about before we go. You talked about how good the economy actually seems to be. Three different surveys that I've seen recently on small business indicate small business owners are much more optimistic about the future than their big business counterparts. And yet, the media, as we talked earlier, all the media wants to talk about is what do big business CEOs think about the future, when you and I both know that small business employs more people than big business and creates more gross domestic product than big business. And yet, all we hear about is what the big guys think, and that's... I think because of that, we got a chance to talk ourselves into a recession, when if we talked about what's the positive things that's going on right now, we could talk ourselves out of a recession.
Well, there's always that risk of kind of talking yourself into something that you shouldn't, but I'm a numbers guy, and when you look at the numbers, that's, you know, when you look at the numbers, what boosted up economic growth over the last couple of quarters? Well, it was actually business investment.
Right.
That rebounded nicely. And if you look at the history...
Not just big business investment.
Right, right. And exports are doing well. So you have those positives going on. The question is, you know, what's out there that's the threat? You mentioned the Wall Street issue. There's also issues about taxation coming up that everybody should be concerned about, and it's tied into the presidential election. There's
right.
great uncertainty there as to whether, you know, after the 2008 presidential election, are we staring at a big tax increase? And most of that tax increase would fall on the backs of entrepreneurs and small businesses.
Right, right.
So there's some issues there. Trade policy is huge for small businesses now.
Yep.
Are we going to stay free trade? Are we going to go protectionist? These are the things that I think are really... And monetary policy.
But that's many of those things are a year away. I'm more concerned about the next three quarters, Ray.
You're a here now man.
Well, I am, and we won't know how all that's going to roll out. What you just said, but in the next three quarters, those are the ones I'm worried about. And
well,
I
one of the things that you
quick,
know,
quickly,
you,
Ray,
I got Wall Street talking.
Ten seconds.
One of the things that's a concern, and we're all scratching our heads, is, you know, the housing market has been, when you look at these numbers,
yep.
it's been in a depression.
Yep.
And people are baffled that has not spilled over into the rest of the economy.
Well, I still think it's because of the strength of the entrepreneur and not the strength of Wall Street. That's my story, and I'm sick of doing it. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Take care, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.